I just want to start off by saying thank you. As a congregation, you made it possible for us to go on this amazing mission trip through both your investments and, more importantly, your prayers and support. We are beyond grateful for the opportunity that you helped provide us with to serve others and grow in our individual faith. In the passage that was read for us, Jesus, right before going to the cross, knelt down to wash his disciples' feet. The action of washing another's feet was seen as the job of a servant. However, the King of Kings humbled himself and did what no one else was willing to do. Jesus knew his time had come, yet he served others. He washed every one of his disciples' feet, even Judas's. I want to emphasize what Jesus said in verses 14 and 15 of that passage. Jesus said, "If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet, for I have given you an example that you also should do just as I have done to you." Jesus is commanding us to have a servant heart. We need to put ourselves on the same level as those below us to understand them and to serve them. This is exactly what we did when we went on the mission trip. Today, I want to share some stories from our mission trip and how we saw Jesus' example of servanthood come alive in our hearts and in our hands. The first example of servanthood that I saw was the amount of sacrifice that went into this mission trip. Both the leaders at Team Effort and the students gave something very important to serve others, their time. The Team Effort leaders devoted their entire summers to spreading the gospel with the people in Altoona. The girl that was working with our church all throughout the mission trip was named Katie. Team Effort has moved her to several sites this summer. She had been spending many of her weekends driving to new mission trip locations across the country. However, she stayed joyful and grateful for the opportunity that she was provided to serve God, even if that meant driving countless hours and working for 16 hours a day. The leaders like her made me realize that working outside in the heat and humidity for only a week wasn't so bad. They helped get me in the right mindset to serve because of how much they loved God. One thing that I will never understand is how enthusiastic they were every morning at breakfast at 7 a.m. while I was still basically half asleep. Another group who sacrificed their time was all the students who went to serve. If I heard the right number, the week we went to serve, there were about 160 students from churches all over the country. So think of the size of our group over there that we went with, times eight. That is a lot of people eager to serve God for a week straight. I know a lot of us could have been doing something else if we didn't go on the mission trip, like working, hanging out with friends, or going on a vacation. However, all of us chose to serve God and build his kingdom, and that is so amazing. I think it can speak for all of us when I say that we had such a fun time on this trip, and if we could go back in time, we would choose to go on that trip all over again. Another example of servanthood that I witnessed was on the work site. I won't go into too much detail about everything we did, but I'll tell you that we were at a woman named Deb's house. She was this very sweet lady who wanted to serve us, even though we were there to serve her. Some of the stuff that we did at her house included pulling the weeds along her entire fence, rebuilding her front deck, and creating a new roof on her back deck. It was hard work, but we got everything done that we needed to get done, and more. Deb was extremely grateful for all of the work that we did. I got to talk to her throughout the week and learn about her life while also sharing stories about myself. There was a moment when she started to tear up looking at our progress, and I realized that this is exactly what Jesus was talking about. We weren't there to be heroes. We were there to be servants. And that's not always glamorous. Sometimes it's sweaty, sometimes it's uncomfortable, but it's always worth it. I went on this mission trip thinking I would give, but I came back home realizing how much I received through humbling myself, through being willing to serve, and through watching others do the same. Connecting back to the passage from John 13, Jesus didn't serve because it was easy. He served because love requires action. And that's exactly what we saw on this trip, love in action. You don't have to go far away to wash feet. You can do it right here, at home, in your neighborhood, or in your workplace. Let's be a part of a community that doesn't just talk about love, but shows it. Let's be known for having servant hearts, just like Jesus. Let's pray. Lord, make us more like you. Give us the humility to kneel, the courage to love, and the heart to serve. Help us to love you with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Amen.